This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Magu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the recent developments like inauguration of the world's largest LEAP engine MRO facility in Hyderabad, induction of INS Mahi into the Indian Navy, unveiling of Skyroot's Infinity Campus in the country, reflect India's new thinking, innovation and youth power. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said, achieving a major milestone in the agriculture sector, India has set a historic record with food grain production of 357 million tons.
साथियों, कृषि क्षेत्र में भी देश ने बड़ी उपलब्धि हासिल की. भारत ने 357 मिलियन टन के खाद्यान्न उत्पादन के साथ एक ऐतिहासिक रिकॉर्ड बनाया है. 357 मिलियन टन, 10 साल पहले की तुलना में भारत का खाद्यान्न उत्पादन 100 मिलियन टन और बढ़ गया है.
The Prime Minister said India has also accomplished glory in the world of sports as it was declared the host of the Commonwealth Games just a few days ago. He said these achievements belong to the country and its citizens.
खेलों की दुनिया में भी भारत का परचम लहराया है. कुछ दिन पहले ही भारत को कॉमनवेल्थ खेलों की मेजबानी का भी ऐलान हुआ. ये उपलब्धियां देश की है, देशवासियों की है और मन की बात देश के लोगों की ऐसी उपलब्धियों को, लोगों के सामूहिक प्रयासों को जन सामान्य के सामने लाने का एक बेहतरीन मंच है.
Mr. Modi said November 2025 has been a super hit month in terms of sports in India. He said the month began with the Indian women's team winning the ICC Women's World Cup.
कुछ दिन पहले ही टोक्यो में डेफ ओलंपिक्स हुए हैं, जहां भारत ने अपना अब तक का सर्वश्रेष्ठ प्रदर्शन करते हुए 20 मेडल जीते हैं. हमारी महिला खिलाड़ियों ने भी कबड्डी वर्ल्ड कप जीतकर इतिहास ही रख दिया. वर्ल्ड बॉक्सिंग कप फाइनल्स में भी हमारे खिलाड़ियों का प्रदर्शन शानदार रहा, जहां उन्होंने 20 मेडल जीते. जिस बात की और भी अधिक चर्चा हो रही है वो है हमारी महिला टीम का ब्लाइंड क्रिकेट वर्ल्ड कप जीतना. बड़ी बात यह है कि हमारी इस टीम ने बिना एक भी मैच हारे इस टूर्नामेंट को जीता है. सबसे बड़ी जीतों में से एक है जो हर भारतीय को प्रेरित करती रहेगी.
The government today held an all-party meeting at the Parliament House Annex ahead of the winter session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting. Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan were present in the meeting. Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi, DMK leader Tiruchi Shiva, TMC leader Derek O'Brien, Samajwadi Party leader Ram Gopal Yadav, JDU leader Sanjay Jha, TDP leader Lavu Shrikrishna Devarayalu, Shiv Sena leader Naresh Mahaske, among others, were present in the meeting. Speaking after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, the meeting was held in a positive atmosphere. He said the government has appealed to the floor leaders of all political parties for cooperation during the winter session for smooth functioning of the two houses. The session will begin tomorrow and continue till 19 December. The Delhi Police Economic Offences Wing, EOW, has filed a fresh First Information Report, FIR, against Congress leader Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi in connection with the decade-old National Herald case. The FIR, lodged following a complaint from the Enforcement Directorate, ED, alleges criminal conspiracy, cheating and criminal breach of trust tied to the acquisition of assets belonging to Associated Journals Limited, AJL, the publisher of the National Herald newspaper. Reacting to registration of FIR against Congress leaders in connection with the National Herald case, the BJP has said that the Congress party's attempt to dismiss the allegations is baseless. Talking to media in New Delhi today, BJP spokesperson Ravi Shankar Prasad alleged that this is a clear case of corruption and misappropriation. He said that this matter dates back to a period before the Narendra Modi government came to power. Cyclonic storm Dithwa is likely to move nearly northwards, parallel to North Tamil Nadu Puducherry coast during the next 24 hours. While moving northwards, the cyclonic storm will be centered over southwest Bay of Bengal within a minimum distance of 60 kilometers by afternoon and 30 kilometers in the evening from the Tamil Nadu Puducherry coastline. And that is the end of this news bulletin.